Hello? Hello? Vince Guaraldi.
I think it's Junior Man. With the brass. With the brass section. I could be Monty Budwig, if it is Junior Man. You want me to give you opinion? You want an opinion on the side, right?
Yeah, on the
that's very good swinging. Yeah.
Recording, soloist, anything you want to talk about now?
I think it's a good record. It's done and very professional, very swinging. That's about all I can really say about it. I can't say anything for any kind of it's a swinging blues chart with a big band background, and it's a good one. That's my opinion on that one.
You mean just unpretentious?
It is. It's honest. It's honest. It's an honest piece of work. Bass player is good. Drums are good. Everybody's playing well. Piano player plays good with conviction.
Yeah.
That's an honest record.
How would you rate it?
I'll give it 3 stars. John Lewis. It's his composition. I don't know the name of it. It's anything he does is excellent in my opinion. I like the way he plays. I like the way he writes. I like his ideas about music. The group itself, I think, is a very fine group. They've done a lot for jazz, I think.
Yeah.
In their own way, with the classical type of thing. They've done more for classical music, bringing it together than Brubeck did what he was trying to do,
uh-huh.
I think. Yeah. Making a lot of those records with the European string section, symphony bands and that type of thing. And then it's really jazzy because they got Milt Jackson, and there's no doubt what he is,
Yeah.
What David said was a different type of thing.
Milt
4 stars. Pardon?
Milt Jackson.
No, he's not. I was talking about just
John in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His whole thing with the MJQ.
Yeah.
That's 5 stars, or 4, whatever you get.
Well, 5 is the maximum.
Well, he's the maximum in his
right.
field for that.
All right.
I like the trumpet player. The composition is nebulous, because it sounds like a few standard ballads. The guy kind of takes a left, melodically speaking. Piano player is good. Let me put it this way: the piano player is all right. The whole record really leaves me cold.
It's
2 stars. For effort, because they were trying, I can tell you. I like the trumpet player. Saxophone player didn't gas me that much. Didn't seem to fit with the piano and the trumpet.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was, and I don't know what the composition is.
Well, maybe you can figure out what was wrong with it, or why it didn't have a message for you.
Who am I to say whether it's right or wrong? We're judging. I would say just in terms of performance, it's a ballad. It's trying to create a certain type of mood, and it sounded strained to me.
Right, yeah.
But yet, there's in jazz. I feel this. There's a certain amount of honesty in everybody's endeavors, whether they come off or not.
Yeah.
I found very few jive cats that really can play. And these type of things, or any what there's so much music. I was trying to listen to with the for lack of a better expression, honesty, I guess you'd call it. But it doesn't. You can fall way short and still try to be as honest as you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
2 stars. I'll give you 2 stars.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Who was it?
Go ahead.
I don't like this record. I don't like the interpretation of the material. I don't know what that guy's playing on. It sounds like an accordion with a vibrato in it. Corcovado is kind of a funny. It's a kind of close to me. It's one of the first songs I ever heard Zhao Gilberto do on his Capitol record, and it really gassed me the first time I heard it. The arrangement, the way it was done, the whole thing it created. So when I hear people do the arrangement and the whole thing in kind of an offhanded manner, this is, to me, is a kind of a flight into commercialism. Yeah. They don't even know what the hell they're doing. I made a record of Corcovado because I like the song, and I tried to get as close to what Joe Bean did. I don't know if I did, but this, the guitar player isn't even into it.
Yeah.
You can play the comp, but never get into it. No stars for this one.
Yeah.
This is a nice record, and nice means dull, and musically speaking, this is Cal Jader, and I've heard him play a lot of music. This tune is, most of this material, Brazilian material now is getting to be done to the bone, to me.
Yeah.
The advent of the organ, I've only heard one guy play the organ, bossa nova, from Brazil, a guy named Walter Wanderley, who's fantastic. The organ don't make it. I give it 2 stars for effort. The organ doesn't make it. After hearing what they do in Brazil with the organ and hearing this, it doesn't make it.
Yeah.
I was fortunate to hear some records from there. Just because you play the claw, you don't mean that it's bossa nova. It's got, it doesn't, 2 stars for effort.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is. I think he's playing on a bass clarinet. The record leaves me cold. As a blues, you know, for a blues, it leaves me cold. Piano player's all right. I mean, he's all right in the respect that he's aware musically of what it's going on and what has been going on in the last couple of years in jazz piano.
Yeah.
I don't know who he is. This side is not what I would call a relaxed side from beginning to end. If I play, I even got to play yet. He's in. The way the guy is handling the instrument, I don't approve myself.
The horn, you mean?
The horn, yeah. Mm-hmm. For the simple reason that. I think if you're going to play an instrument, if you're going to bring an instrument into jazz that's not been into jazz before, I think it's best to get a solid toehold with the foundation. You know, bring it from where it's from and play it that way. Then go from there. 1 star. I just give it 1 star for showing up.
Okay. About 2 more?
Pardon?
You got time for a couple?
I got all time. No.
Okay.
Who was that? He stated what he was going, you know, what he was leading up to by the time he got there.
Okay.
I don't know who this is. I don't like this record. It's wild how 3 men can really can create a cacophony. It doesn't mean a thing to me. Drums, the bass, it's 3 against each other. I would give them no stars, and it was best they didn't show in this one. I don't know who they are. I may be called the moldy fig for not condoning this type of jazz music. I've heard this done better by other people. Whoever this is, I don't know, it may be somebody, you know, it may be someone with I'll call it with a name, we'll say, but I don't know who it is. Yeah. I don't like it. It doesn't do a thing for me. As just a listening to music, as a jazz listener.
Yeah, okay.
I love it. I love this one. This is a good example of two individuals, Duke Ellington and Bob Dylan. The composition is a folk song, quite popular, I imagine. And Duke Ellington treats it like he, everything he touches in his own way. It's kind of a Midas touch, I would imagine.
Yeah.
I love it. I give it the maximum.
Any individual comments?
Johnny Hodges is beautiful. You listen to the men play when you hear that.
You mean the real men as opposed to the boys?
There's no doubt in your mind when you hear Duke Ellington's band play. It's the men. It's the men. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Woody Herman. I thought it was, but actually, the interview is Woody Herman. The reason I said this, I saw the band many times at when they were up in Frisco, and I remember the arrangement. Sal playing, and I don't remember the other kid. Woody Herman, he's always had great bands, you know. He's been an inspiration to me in many ways. One thing I like about this. I don't think he has this band now, but he said he's bringing the Italian saxophone players back. he's kept his band together through thick and thin. I've worked with him a little bit. Mm-hmm. And I learned an awful lot. I learned more with him than I did when I went to school. Mm-hmm. In fact, I went to school when I went to work with him. Mm-hmm. And the maximum. He ranks with the greats. I mean, he is the great. He is the great. You know.
Mm. You like the rhythm section
and Jake Hanna. I think that's Jake Hanna on drums. Yeah. Very good drummer. Nat's the kind of rehearses the band or keeps it in shape. He's done a wonderful job with it. The bass player is a good bass player. Good trumpet section. Bill Chase, the lead.
Right.
Good, very good. Hot saxophone players. Woody's always had hot saxophone players, but these guys really can. The notes bubble out.
Yeah.